Casey had been seeing AJ for close to a year. He was turning out to be just about everything she could ever hope for in a boyfriend. Tall, lean, great job, keen sense of humor, kind to a fault, and a great apartment. None of those, however, would have even mattered a bit because, above and beyond all that, AJ was a world-class pussy licker. This was a guy who took pride in the sacred art of cunnilingus, and wow, did it show. Most guys she had been with went straight for the clit, but not AJ. He took it very slow, and never went for her nub until she was practically begging for it. And what's more, it seemed that he never tired of going down on her. Casey thought he must have been a lesbian in a former life. AJ's oral skills were so good that Casey had even begun to confide in some of her friends at work as to how good AJ was. It had gotten to the point that her coworkers could pretty much tell if Casey had been serviced the night before.
You were at AJ's last night, weren't you?
What? No. Well, yes, I suppose I was. How could you tell?
Trust me, I could tell. Everybody can tell.
It had actually gotten to be something of a running gag with the girls at the office, and Casey didn't mind. Why would she, after all? She was getting it, and getting it good, on a more than regular basis.
You know, if you were glowing any more this morning, honey, I mean, you'd have to have that boyfriend's head surgically removed from between your legs.
And if it were an elective surgery, I would opt out.
Oh, you're funny.
It had gotten to the point where Casey's friends were envious and couldn't help but wonder if this guy's oral skills could really be that good.
Hey, Casey.
What is it, Eleanor?
I've got to ask. Your boyfriend, AJ, is he really that good at, you know?
He is the best. I can't even imagine that there's anyone better. And when I say anyone, I mean anyone, male or female.
Well, you know, everyone here loves you, but I think they're getting a little jealous. You might want to just tone it down a bit.
Casey was stunned, but after thinking about it a bit, she tried to put herself in her friend's shoes, and when she did, sure enough, she was able to understand. But what could she do? She went home knowing that AJ would be coming to her place tonight. If ever there was a night she needed a good pussy licking, tonight was the night. That night, she indulged herself in some grade-A cooch smooch as AJ showed once again why he was an all-star with his tongue.
Oh, yeah, right there. That's the spot.
Later that very same night, she had an idea of exactly how she would handle the situation at work. She dashed off to her computer and fired off an email to her three coworkers.
Ladies, meeting in conference room 2A tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. sharp. I'll bring the donuts. Casey.
Naturally, everyone wondered what this meeting could be about. Casey wasn't their boss, so it couldn't be a new project. Was she telling them she was leaving? All three women nervously wondered what their friend and coworker had in mind for this meeting. By 8:55, all three had arrived in the conference room and nervously whispered amongst each other, each wondering if the other had any idea what Casey had called them all there for. And then, precisely at 9, Casey walked into the room, and yes, she brought donuts, too.
Good Friday morning, ladies. It's good to see everyone here. Let me just shut the door so we can have a little privacy. I'll be brief and get straight to the point. It seems my somewhat giddiness of late has been a bit of a distraction around here. I'll have to admit I have been in a rather good mood lately. A very good mood. We're all adults here. And I know that you all know exactly the reason, as I haven't exactly hid it from anyone. Well, last night, the thought hit me Why should I be so lucky here? And as I pondered on it further, I thought, perhaps I should share my good fortune a bit with my friends. So if any of you would like to experience what I've been experiencing these past several months, I will be hosting a girls' night at my place tomorrow night. Be there at 6:30. AJ will come by at 7.
And with that, Casey opened the conference room door and walked out and back to her office. All three women just sat there for a minute, stunned by the announcement.
Did she just say what I think she just said?
I think she said exactly what she just said.
So what should we do?
Well, none of us are exactly in committed relationships at the moment.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm going over there and, I'm getting my pussy licked. It's been way too long. And besides, if she's offering up her man, I mean, who am I to turn it down?
Don't you think it'll be kind of awkward, though? Especially after it's all said and done and we still have to see her in the office. Not to mention each other.
Oh, I'll deal with awkward later. My kitty cat needs some attention, and if this guy's even half as good as she's making him out to be, I'll be fine with awkward.
I'm with Jasmine. I mean, why should Casey have all the fun around here? Hey, Jay, you want to ride with me? I'll pick you up.
Only thing I want to ride is that boyfriend of hers' face. But yeah, you can pick me up.
Well, if you two are going, it probably wouldn't be a cool fit if I weren't there too.
What do you bring to something like this?
Just bring in my vajayjay. I'll be sure to send a thank you card later.
The women were rather excited, to say the least. The following day, they all spent much of the afternoon figuring out what to wear and what would be presentable for such an occasion. While there was no real theme, all were sure to dress casual yet neatly. The only thing the three did do was to make sure they were all, well, let's just say, neatly groomed for the occasion. Meanwhile, over at Casey's apartment, there was just one minor little hitch. She hadn't told AJ that she planned on sharing his special gift with her friends that evening. Shortly after 6:30, the ladies all arrived together.
Come on in, so glad you could all make it.
Well, thanks for having us, Casey.
Yeah, thanks, Case.
Casey made her guests comfortable and poured them all a glass of wine.
So I'm thinking the way we should do this is pick names from a hat. I've written all your names on 3 pieces of paper. I'll pick them out right here, and that will be the order that AJ will service you in. Okay, here we go. Eleanor, you're first.
I can go last. I don't mind.
Nope. This is how it's going. Let's pick the next one, and it's Jasmine. That means Amanda will be last.
Ah, that means he can practice on you two while he warms up for me. So, is AJ looking forward to this, Casey?
I haven't told him yet, but I think he'll be fine. And speak of the devil, here he is now. Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
Good. I didn't know you were having friends over, though. Do you want me to leave?
Oh, no, definitely not. Come on in and meet some of the girls I work with. AJ, this is Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor. Nice to meet you.
Hi, AJ.
And this is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, AJ.
And that's Amanda.
How are you, Amanda?
Good, AJ. Pleasure to meet you.
So, sweetie, they all came here tonight for a reason. You know I've been bragging about you at work.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, I mean, I've really been bragging about you, and I wanted to, show the girls that you're everything I've told them you are.
That's really sweet, but I don't think I'm that great.
Actually, sweetie, I've been bragging about how, talented you are in certain areas with me, and I wanted to share with them that special talent you have.
I'm not following.
The talent where I find myself saying, oh fuck, yeah, that's it, oh god,
Are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
Yep.
And you want me to do all three?
Actually, four if you count me.
While shocked that his girlfriend would actually set up a scenario like this, it didn't take too much convincing to get AJ to go along with Casey's plan, and it wasn't long before Eleanor was laying flat on her back on Casey's bed, ready to welcome AJ to between her legs.
Now just close your eyes and relax, and feel free to give me some direction.
And with that, he began to work his magic on Eleanor's eagerly awaiting pussy.
Oh, this feels good. Oh my god. Casey was right about you. This is so good.
In the living room, the three women could hear in the bedroom that AJ was, in fact, performing pretty much as Casey had said he would.
Oh my god! Oh, your tongue! Your tongue on my clit! Oh god!
Man, she's either getting her pussy licked or having a baby in there. I'm not sure what.
Funny. I've never imagined Eleanor as a screamer.
You know what they say. It's always the shy, quiet ones.
And then suddenly, the sounds from the bedroom fell quiet. In the living room, the three women all just looked at each other. Casey just smiled as if to say, "I told you so." About 2 minutes later, the bedroom door opened and out walked Eleanor, looking slightly flushed and out of breath.
Casey, I owe you one.
Say nothing of it, Eleanor. Jasmine, I think you're next.
Smiling ear to ear, Jasmine got up from her chair, and as she walked towards the bedroom, she passed Eleanor and gave her a little fist bump, and then walked into the bedroom and shut the door behind her.
Well, it looks like you done Eleanor good.
That was the plan. Hopefully I'll do you good too. Now, let me help you with your clothes.
AJ undressed Jasmine, unbuttoning her blouse and then her stylish jeans. In no time at all, she was down to nothing but skimpy black thong underwear and a stylish black bra that could barely contain her ample tits.
Now, let's just lay you down here and take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Sounds good, but before you get to the main course, I'm wondering if I can interest you in a little appetizer.
What do you have in mind?
How about I just lay on my belly here and show you?
Oh yeah, I think we can take care of that.
Then, so as to get better access, AJ peeled off the skimpy thong. Just the touch of his hand sliding the panties off her ass was already making her shiver. And then slowly, he began to kiss Jasmine's perfectly shaped derriere.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I can get used to this.
Using his hands, he parted Jasmine's butt cheeks so as to gain better access as he began to lick around the little pucker that greeted his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, get that tongue up in there. Oh, so good. Yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah, tongue fuck that asshole.
AJ devoured Jasmine's ass as his tongue went back and forth, in and out. It was so good, she worried that she might explode right there before he even got to the main event.
Oh, that's that.
Oh, God. Okay. That's enough there. Oh, shit. I gotta make sure something's left in the tank for the other side. Let me just roll over here.
Jasmine rolled over onto her back and spread her legs as she looked down at AJ and coyly smiled as if to say, "You can start now." AJ looked between her legs and could see that her pussy was freshly shaven and glistening as she was already well on her way to the promised land. He positioned his head between her legs and just ever so gently began to kiss her lips as he savored the aroma emanating from behind the doors of her womanly temple. Slowly now, he began to lick up one side of her labia and down the other. Jasmine reached down and put her hands on his head, digging her fingers into his scalp as he slowly, almost teasingly, continued to lick. A bit of Jasmine's girl juice began to trickle out, and AJ wasted no time in making her feminine nectar part of his own chemistry as he savored its taste and thickness. Not quite as salty as Casey, he thought to himself, but still every bit as good. Up top, Jasmine could hardly contain herself.
Oh, that's it, AJ. Oh, look at that fucking pussy. Oh, yeah, get every drop. Oh, yeah, lick it. Oh, lick my fucking pussy.
And AJ continued to do just that, now working his tongue a little harder, and then inserting his index finger inside her and curling it back and forth.
Oh, God, I'm close. Oh, keep going. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, AJ. Oh.
It was now time for AJ to go in for the kill. Circling his tongue around her now swollen clit that he had so skillfully avoided for the past several minutes, he drew it into his mouth and began sucking on it like a baby sucking on a tit. For Jasmine, it was almost as if a bolt of lightning had hit her. Her back arched, she stopped breathing, and she held his head tight against her now squirting pussy.
Oh, God, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh,
And within a few seconds, her body collapsed back onto the bed, like an ancient bridge collapsing into a river.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. I don't know if I can even walk.
You'll be fine. I just hope I lived up to the hype.
Better than the hype. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a brother who's single, would you?
Jasmine got dressed and walked back out into the living room.
Ladies. You remember that movie, The Horse Whisperer? Well, I just met the Pussy Whisperer. Casey, you might have to make this a weekly event.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Jasmine. Amanda, I believe it's your turn.
With all the excitement of a first grader going off to their first day of school, Amanda practically skipped into the bedroom in anticipation. And much like the two women before her, AJ did not disappoint.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lick my pussy. Yeah, just like that.
And just like that, Casey had three very happy and satisfied friends who could not thank her enough.
Casey, this was incredible. I still can't believe you did this.
Yeah, Casey. I don't know how I'll ever get to return this one.
Oh, Casey, you can invite me back over any time you want. Anytime. Please. Please.
Well, I'm glad you all had a good time, but I don't deserve all the credit, you know?
Yeah, I had a little something to do with it here.
Still glowing from their night of unreciprocated oral sex, the three women said their goodbyes and left Casey and AJ to themselves for the night.
Well, I would say you have yourself a little fan club there.
What do you do for an encore?
Well, I haven't told them how good you fuck, too. Maybe I'll save that for another time.
And indeed that would be for another time. In the meantime, however, AJ still had one more pussy to take care of before the night was over. Casey took him by the hand and led him off into the bedroom, and just as he had done with the other three women, he sent Casey into an evening of sexual bliss as he slowly and skillfully licked her lady bits until she was spent and could do little more than just fall asleep in AJ's arms. That night, she dreamed that she was singing it to the sisterhood everywhere of how good it is, how natural it is, and how important it is to have your pussy licked.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it, do it.
Needless to say, she slept that night like a princess. Or, perhaps we should say, a pillow princess.
First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your tongue from the crack up to the front. Then you suck it off till I shake and come. Make sure I keep busting nuts all over your face. Got me making so much love, so lick it now, lick it good. Suck it, pussy, just like you should. Right now, lick it.